Welcome to the Victory Through the Word broadcast. Today, Minister Will Wesley will teach and preach the Word of God. We believe that the only way to be victorious in this life is to be taught and to understand God's Word. It is our prayer that you receive the Word with gladness and let it increase your faith so that you can receive your victory.
Welcome to the Victory Through the Word broadcast. I'm Will Wesley, and this week we're going to continue a series that we have been working for the past couple weeks on the subject of how to make it through marriage trouble. And we've had as our guests for the past couple weeks, Dino and Jody Masella. They are president and vice president of Family Face Ministries. And they have a unique mandate, and that is that they are restoring the face of the family through marriage and parenting. And so I've been blessed, and we've been blessed to have them with us for the past couple weeks. And we've been, again, talking about the subject of how to make it through marriage trouble. And so we're going to continue this week, and we'll pick up where we left off. I'm going to let Jody kind of recap what we've done, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Will. Our topic's been how to make it through marriage trouble. And today we're going to touch on the four things that you can do with your words to prevent division. We're still on the topic of how to make it through marriage, but we have been talking about faith, love, and truth as our keys to get us through any marriage problem. And last week we spent a lot of time of looking at what love really is. And the scriptures tell us in the Bible that God is love, that love is not a feeling. It creates feelings, but love is a choice. And it's our choice as spouses to make that choice to walk in love with our spouses, our children, anywhere we go through our work in the marketplace. So love is a choice. Love is not an act. We really studied 1 Corinthians 13 to see what God has to say about how love does and doesn't act. One of the ways to act in love is to study to answer, and one of the ways that we get out of the love command is to let our mouths get out of control, which I'm sure every single one of us with our flesh have gotten out of control of our mouths and wish we could take things back that we'd already released.
Well, you know, I'm glad that we're going down this path too, because our words make a difference. And, you know, the Bible teaches in James chapter 3 that God is, that the enemy is after our words. He understands the power of words. And so, as you stated, I'm so glad that we're going in this direction, because in marriage, sometimes words can hurt.
Yes.
And you say things, and we have to always remember that life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Yes.
We can also use our tongue to turn stuff around.
That's right.
You know, like it says in James 3, it's like a rudder on a ship. So if your marriage is in trouble, if you change your words, you can change that direction.
That's absolutely right.
That's right. So today, please open your Bibles to James 3, verse 2. And it says, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." If we don't stumble in word, then we are a perfect man. But unfortunately, we're not perfect like our Jesus, Lord and Savior, is. Now the footnote in my Bible says that perfect in this sense means mature. Mm-hmm. And we look at that as spiritually mature. Remember last week in 1 Corinthians 13 that Paul said, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." This is what he's talking about here. A person who is able to keep from stumbling in word is showing their maturity. But on the opposite, a person who is not taming their tongue is just showing their childishness.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so good. You know, I really like this scripture, James 3, 2, because it lets us know, you know, many times the devil will come to you and he'll say, you know, you don't have your act together, so you don't have a right. And he's really after our words. And this scripture to me is saying that you can be immature, you can stumble. You don't have to be a grown-up, total mature in every aspect of the Lord. You're going to make mistakes.
That's right.
And he says here that we might make many mistakes. You know, if you read this in some of the other translations and stuff, that instead of using the word stumble, it says, "For we all have many faults, or we may have many sins, or things in our areas in our lives that have not been matured. They haven't been perfected yet." But it says that if you are a person of understanding, if you don't stumble with your words, if you understand the power of that thing you got in your mouth called the tongue.
Yes.
You can bring, change any situation. Yes.
Move mountains.
That's right. You can remove mountains. You can do all kinds of things. Yes. And the enemy knows that. He knows that if he can get your words, right. He's got you.
Life and death.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. So this is so important in your marriage that you begin to speak life into your marriage.
Exactly. No matter what's happening in our marriage.
I mean, we have to quit using our tongue as a reporter.
Yes.
And I often say this because that's what we do. Devil wants you to look at your situation, your circumstances, or your body, and he wants you to just say that.
Yep.
Right.
And he'll tell you, see, that stuff ain't working. You know, and he'll want you to just report what you see. But actually, it's kind of a vicious circle because if you see something where you're not, where it's not supposed to be, and you say it, then it's like you're perpetuating that thing because it's that cycle. You say it and you have what you say, mm-hmm. and then you keep saying what you see, and then you have what you say. And it's like this vicious cycle. But if you want to change it, you're going to have to start saying something else.
That's right.
We should be speaking in agreement with the Word of God. But continue.
That's good. Amen. That's good.
So we're going to move into the four things that we can do with our words to prevent division, because the enemy's always out to divide us in our marriages. Mm-hmm. Just put that wedge between us when really we should be walking in unity, one by one, side by side, as a partner and in partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead,
Dino. Okay, so some practical application here. You know, we can sit here and tell everybody out there who's listening, you know, to don't stumble in what you say. But here's some practical things you can do to keep your words under control, to keep your mouth under control, and to mm-hmm. to do what you've been saying, to speak life into your marriage, to do like our gracious Father in heaven has taught us, right? He created us in His image, and mm-hmm. he spoke things into existence, and mm-hmm. we can speak a glorious heavenly marriage into existence. So, mm-hmm.
no matter how we feel,
yes.
mm-hmm. we have to know God is just, mm-hmm. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And if we speak these right words into our marriage, we're going to see great fruit,
yep.
great mm-hmm. results.
That's right. So yeah. number one, get your pencils and your paper ready mm-hmm. here. Number one, watch what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me say it again. Watch what you say. James chapter 1, if we back up a little bit, in verse 19 says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath."
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then in Proverbs chapter 16, you know, the scripture says the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and studies to answer,
mm.
right? The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and studies to answer. So if we're, you know, letting our mouth get out in front of our mind and mm. we're just speaking on the, mm. on the, you know, input of our flesh,
mm-hmm.
that's not wisdom. That's not using wisdom.
You mean I can't just let them have a piece of my mind?
No, that's you can't. Not good. Sorry, man.
That's flesh.
Oh, I just want, sometimes you just want to, yes, being carnal. But, you know, that's the temptation.
It is.
Oh, I get all riled up on the inside, and I just say the first thing, and you're telling me I'm supposed to put my hand over my mouth.
Mm. Bite your tongue.
Be slow to speak.
See, I have
slow
a lot of teeth marks in my tongue.
Oh, gosh. And the wise, it says, teach his mouth to study, to answer. You're not just letting him have a piece of your mind. You think about it.
Yes.
What should I say in this situation?
Exactly.
That's good. Am I going to speak in love? And mm-hmm. and speak life words in the situation, or am I just going to go back with my feelings
mm.
and speak death?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, how much damage gets created in relationships mm-hmm. when you know, people just speak whatever the enemy brings to their mind like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that thought comes, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean you have to say it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a spiritually mature person is gonna demonstrate that fruit of the Spirit, self-control, mm-hmm. and just think before they speak. And
mm.
I always picture your words like someone described it to me, like an archer shooting arrows, right? Mm-hmm. And once you let that arrow fly, there's no getting it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much damage can be done by an arrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to control it before it even gets out. Take time to think before we say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want any condemnation to come on to anyone. Ecclesiastes 5:13 says, "A fool's voice is known by a multitude of words," mm-hmm. right? But a wise person sometimes is just silent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Oh wow, that is a powerful scripture, because I know we all know a lot of people that just, you can't shut them up. You know, you get in a conversation and it's just going off like a machine gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't want to listen to nothing and hear the scripture saying a fool's voice. And, you know, just because you're a believer don't mean you can't be a fool.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. you got to let the word of God clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible says we're washed by the water of his word. So if you're one of those people that are quick to speak, just quit being a fool.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it says he's known by a multitude of words, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The more words we speak, the more trouble we can get ourselves into. But, mm-hmm. You know, praise God. He's given us the Holy Spirit, and we have the ability to tame our tongues. So
amen.
Remember, you know, if it's not faith, love, or truth, then you can't say it. I can't say it. I will mm-hmm. choose not to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just walking out of the room and saying, you know what, I'm just going to go in the other room right now because I don't want to sin with mm-hmm. what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to stay quiet.
Yep.
It's making that choice, because the more flesh we have, the more trouble. The less flesh we have, the less trouble we're going to have in our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right. That's right. So that kind of takes us right into number two, and that's watch if you say it. The first one was watch what you say. Okay,
mm-hmm.
this one is if you say it at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't take the words back once you said them. Just like I said, an archer, he lets that arrow go,
mm-hmm.
and it's gone. There's no getting it back. You can always say more later, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've tried in my own life to implement the 24-hour rule sometimes, where I'll just I'll not respond to something for 24 hours just so I know that I'm not using, just not responding in my flesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I would say this too, because you're right. I was actually thinking that when you said that a few minutes ago about the 24-hour rule, that's a kind of a business practice
mm-hmm.
that they teach, you know, instead of responding to something in the moment of the heat of passion, wait 24 hours. Let yourself calm down. That works in your marriage too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to respond and you're not sure if you're going to be responding in love, don't respond right away. Wait 24 hours before you respond. I'll say this too, you know, with your point number two, you say what, watch if you say it, because it's always best not to say and put those words out there, but be quick to repent.
Yes.
if you say something, don't be ashamed to say, you know what, Father, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I said some stuff that I shouldn't have said, and I asked for your forgiveness. And you know, the Bible says he's faithful.
Yes.
And just to forgive you. And he'll say, okay, let's go. God loves it when we have that humble spirit like that, and we can just repent, make a correction. It's like driving a car. You're going down the road. You're making corrections every few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get to the point where you feel like you can't make corrections, let me know what street you're driving on, because I want to get out of the way. You're about to have a crash. So be quick to repent.
That's good.
I mean, repent to God and to repent to your spouse.
Yeah.
Because if you're not repenting to your spouse and saying, you know, honey, I'm sorry, I missed it, I was disrespectful in that comment to you, I didn't mean it in that context.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not repenting to them as you're going and learning and walking through this, because this may be new to some people out there, they may have never even heard of this before,
mm-hmm.
That you end up building walls between each other, and the enemy wants to divide you, and the more he can get out of your mouth and just keep shooting those daggers, those
mm-hmm.
arrows
mm-hmm.
of hurtful words and death
right.
words at your spouse, it's just going to keep drawing you guys closer along. Sorry. It's going to keep you going farther
to
away
the park,
from each
yeah.
other, where, you know, we want to be walking in unity together, side by side.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. You know, that makes me think, let's take this another step further, Jody. So after your spouse repents and asks you to forgive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just make sure we're forgiven too, right?
Amen.
We're forgiving our spouse. If they're flinging a few arrows at us and sending some words
mm-hmm.
our way that just, you know, it's like a dagger in your heart,
mm-hmm.
we have to remember that none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to forgive, just like
mm-hmm.
Jesus has forgiven us. And
mm-hmm.
and we put all this together. And
that's why the Bible says love covers a multitude of faults. So, or a multitude of sins. So your spouse come to you and say, you know, I'm sorry, forgive me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And keep right on going.
Yeah.
Devil can't stand that.
That's right. Don't look back.
Oh, that's he can't stand that. He wants you to sit there and hold on and, oh, I got to beat you up for a minute. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So yeah, if it's not faith or truth or love, just like Jody said earlier, we just got to choose not to say it and refuse to say it no matter how you feel. We won't talk lies. We won't talk unbelief. We won't say hurtful things. And, yeah, so that's number two, watch if you say it. On to number three, watch when you say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one was watch what you say. Number two, watch if you say it. Number three, watch when you say it. Sometimes I know what to say, but it may not be the right time or the right place to say it. So you don't have to act like you feel. Monitor yourself. Check yourself. And this is where the 24-hour rule comes in, right? We kind of got ahead of ourselves there. But, you know, the devil's the pushy one, right? Mm-hmm. He forces people. And we don't have to be like that. We don't have to be pushy and demanding and in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Accusing.
And trying to make things happen and trying to force things happen. You know, most of us have missed it in this area. And we got kind of a picture of it in the Bible in Proverbs 33, verse 3. You know, I'm shortening the verse here, but it says the ringing of the nose draws blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're forceful,
mm-hmm.
you're going to draw blood, right? And, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we just got to leave well enough alone and move on and monitor ourselves, forget about it. And, you know, the moment that you get the edge in your voice, you need to get a rein on it and stop right there. So, mm-hmm.
You know, when you say that, I think about John chapter 8, when they bought the Pharisees, Jesus was teaching a crowd of people. And the Pharisees and the scribes, it says, he brought before him a woman that had been caught in the act of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read that very carefully, you'll see that when they said that to him and they brought them and they asked him, what would he do? It says he squat down and he was writing in the sand. He wasn't going to give just a quick answer
mm-hmm.
off the cuff.
Yeah.
He was just taking his time about it. But when you read the verses after that, it says they were being pushy. They were being forceful because it says, and they continued
mm-hmm.
to ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
They were trying to force him to give a quick answer, which is similar to what you're just saying now.
Yeah.
They were trying to force him to give a quick answer, but he just sat there. He knelt down and started writing in the sand. He was real cool about it.
Oh, yeah.
And many times that's where we need to be in situations. Don't let the devil push you into coming up with a quick response. If you'll just do the 24-hour thing, if you just wait on God,
mm-hmm.
like Jesus was doing. He waited on God to give him wisdom
yes.
on how to respond. Boy, it's like a shot across the bow when he stood up and said, let him that is without sin cast the first stone.
Yes.
And it says, and he knelt back down. And one by one, what happened? See, when God gives you wisdom like that to say something, it just dissipates the situation.
That's right.
That's right.
He turned back to her and says, woman, where art thou accusers? Well, they were all gone, man.
They walked away.
They were gone.
You know, that's good. Thanks for bringing that up, Will. I see now. I just got some revelation how that ties back Jesus right there.
Mm-hmm.
What he did ties back to Proverbs where it said a wise man studies,
mm-hmm.
right? Teaches to and answer. studies before answers. I never saw that before. So
yeah.
thanks for showing that to us. All right. Praise God.
And I think that even works for us wives and looking for our husbands for an answer to something, and you want to know now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And not pressuring our husbands to come up with an answer right then and there, but giving them that time to seek the Lord and hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be now. You don't need an answer now what you're going to do, but to wait, that your husband to wait on the Lord to mm-hmm. hear what we're supposed to do in a certain situation.
In James 1:17, we're back in James again, it says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men freely and upbraideth not.
Yep.
You know, God wants you to have wisdom. Wisdom means to know what to do in a situation. And even in your marriage, God wants you to have wisdom. If you don't know what to do, it says in that verse, he gives to all men.
That's right.
And it says he don't find a reason not to. So if you go to God, according to James 1:17, you need to know what to do in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to him and say, okay, God, what do I need to do here?
That's right.
And just trust him. Now, it says that when you ask him for it, believe you got it. It says, don't be double-minded.
Yeah. That's right.
Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He said, let not that man think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. But it says, if you trust him, if you ask him for it, believe you got it, and just keep on going. From that point, say, God, thank you for your wisdom. And watch what will happen.
That's right.
God, every time, God will show you exactly what to do.
Yeah. That's good, yes.
And sometimes it's maybe just some little adjustment in mm-hmm. our marriage we need to make. It's not something huge, mm-hmm. but just some little turning of the dial that mm-hmm. changes, starts putting your marriage in a better direction.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. All right, and then on to number four. Instead of, after you've watched what to say and watch if you say it and watch when you say it, we're going to watch, you know, if God shows us that we have something to say, we're going to watch how we say it. The delivery is key, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, everybody knows this one very well. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can all use our words to minister grace, right, mm-hmm. Unto the hearer, right? It also says in Proverbs 16, verse 21, the wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of the lips increases learning.
Mm.
Sweetness of the lips. Whatever comes out of our mouth, let it be sweet. You know, we talked about this, how Christ in the church is the perfect model for marriage, and how the husbands are supposed to wash and nourish and cherish their wives and wash them with the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that ties in with that scripture, how we're gonna take our spouse and husbands, we're gonna talk to our wives and we're gonna build them up and we're gonna help them be the fullest they can be in God's calling that He has for them by using our words to minister grace to them and to just mm-hmm. love and speak truth into them.
Mm-hmm.
And for wives to watch their words, what they say, because us wives like to communicate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We like to talk a lot, most of us, I would say, but studying to answer what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, in the same chapter of Proverbs in verse 24, the psalmist says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to act like we feel. When you're in the heat of the moment and things are heating up and, mm-hmm. and you know, we all have those situations with our spouse, it's not being a hypocrite if you don't say what's on your mind. If you mm-hmm. don't give your spouse a piece of your mind, you just yield to the Holy Spirit and be spiritual enough to go with what the Holy Spirit tells you to say or what to do. Maybe He tells you not to say anything,
mm-hmm.
and you know, don't be moved by our flesh. Don't be led by our flesh. It is possible. We can all do it mm-hmm. by the power of the Holy Spirit. If we get worked up, we can still have control of our flesh and answer the right way.
That's right.
God wouldn't tell us to do something that we can't do.
That's right. You know, and many times people like that phrase, let's just keep it real. And they think that, you know, you're supposed to just go by what you feel at the moment, and that's keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's being immature about it.
Right.
You know, you want to be mature. And when you do it God's way, then that's the right way.
That's right. That's right.
Acting one way at work and then coming home and saying, I'm letting my hair down. I'm mm-hmm. just going to tell mm-hmm. everyone how I feel in my own house. No, mm-hmm. we want to keep the peace in our house. We want to be... We want to keep peace in our
home. Oh, gosh, that's where you want it at, boy. You don't want that house where there ain't no peace.
No.
No, we're supposed to be able to come home and have peace, right? That's where our refuge is.
Yes.
So. Excuse me. People will just get so much more out of what you say if you say it the right way. And so so instead of, you know, saying, I told you or I'm telling you or, you know, try saying things like, is that right? Or is that what you meant? Or, you know, just ask. Don't be pushy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a spiritual man studies to answer. They don't get their mouth ahead of their heart or their mind. And they decide and they say what they choose to say, not what they're feeling at the moment. So
mm-hmm.
this one's great. Be quiet a lot.
Mm. Yeah. mm-hmm.
And...
Love is a choice.
Yes, love is a choice. Be quiet a lot. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, we just read in James where, you know, we're going to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Mm-hmm. So be quicker to hear and slow to speak. And,
you know, when you said that about be quiet, I was thinking about a young man that got put on mute in the Bible. You remember Elizabeth's husband? And he was wanting to name the baby John, and he goes, yeah. There's nobody in my family named John. I'm not going to say that.
Yes.
Well, that was critical, and he got put on mute.
That's right.
You know, until that baby was born.
Yeah, until that baby was born, and he learned the right thing to say then, you know.
That's right. Yep.
Hard. And sometimes that's what we have to do. Sometimes we have to learn to just keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hand over your mouth and don't be quick to speak and say things that you don't want to put words out there that are negative. But if you do, then you want to repent.
Yep.
Be quick to turn from it. Because what you say, can determine the outcome. You know, Jesus said in Mark 11, he said that whosoever shall say to this mountain, and he's talking about trouble.
That's right.
You know, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart that those things which he say will come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says. And you have that in your marriage. You can speak life to your marriage. I don't care if you got a mountain of trouble. If you speak to the right words, then God can turn your marriage around.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he can. All things are possible to him who believes. Yes. All right, so let's wrap it up here. So in closing, back to James chapter 3, verse 2. We all stumble in mm-hmm. many ways. And mm-hmm. if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man. Remember, perfect here is meaning mature mm-hmm. and able to keep his whole body in check.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanna show ourselves as being mature believers mm-hmm. and revert from our childish ways to mature ways. So the four things that we talked about, Will, that we can do with our words to help us stay in alignment with the Word of God and with the love command that Jesus gave us is, number one, watch what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, watch if you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, watch when you say it. And number four, watch how you say it. So,
amen.
Yes.
Well, you know, I know that there are folks out there that are having trouble and stuff in marriage. And, you know, we hope that this is, and we believe that this will be an encouragement to you to understand that no matter where you are in your marriage, you can get help. And there's nothing that's so difficult that God can't turn it around
right.
if you'll trust him to mm-hmm. do it. So go to him and do like Jesus said in Mark 11, where he said, speak to the mountain.
Yes.
And he said, whatsoever you say, if you believe it in your heart and speak it with your mouth, he says, you will have whatsoever you say. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus, we come boldly before your throne today, and we thank you, Father, for those that are listening, Father, from the radio audience. God, there are those, Lord, that are struggling, that are having marriage. Their marriages are under assault from the enemy. But we know, Father, that the king's heart is in your hand, and you can turn it whatever direction you want. So, Father, help us to speak words in our marriages that will speak life, and not just what it's going on and what we that speak in death or what we see, but we want to speak life into our marriages in a way, God, that will give you glory and that will give you honor. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
So, Jody and Dino, thanks again.
Thank you.
And we look forward to next week. To our listening audience, thank you for joining us. God bless you. Have a wonderful time in church. And we will see you next week. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Victory Through the Word broadcast with Will Wesley. If this program has been a blessing to you, please send your prayer requests, testimonies, and financial support to West Ministries, P.O. Box 431132, Pontiac, Michigan 48343. The check's payable to West Ministries.